All right, so in Michigan, Democrats can usually rely on at least three groups for support at the polls: environmentalists, tribal groups, and labor unions. But there's one issue they don't all agree on: the future of the Line 5 oil pipeline. IPR's Max Johnston reports some Democrats worry about uniting those groups ahead of next week's primary.
The Line 5 oil pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac is extremely divisive. Environmentalists and tribal nations say it's a huge threat to the Great Lakes and want it shut down. But labor unions say an agreement between the state and Enbridge Energy to put Line 5 in a tunnel would provide jobs and energy to the state. Brian Newland is the tribal chairman for the Bay Mills Indian community in the Upper Peninsula. He wants the pipeline shut down to protect the water of the Great Lakes, treaty fishing rights, and the tourism economy. Normally, Newland says, the tribes and labor agree on most things, but Line 5 is a sticking point.
That's the challenge of being a Democrat. The tent is very large, and you have a lot of folks with disparate interests advocating to look out for us.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders wants Line 5 shut down, saying it could lead to an oil spill in the Great Lakes. Former candidates Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Jay Inslee said the same thing. That's creating an awkward situation for Michigan's largest labor unions, like the Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council. They represent over 100,000 union members. Pat Devlin with the council says the plan to put Line 5 in a tunnel will bring jobs to Michigan.
We always looked at the Democratic Party that supported good-paying middle-class jobs, and that's exactly a proposal that the Democrats seem to be against.
Enbridge Energy, the company behind Line 5, says the tunnel project would invest $500 million into the state and that Michigan labor would build it. But a company spokesperson couldn't say how many jobs that would create. The Michigan Building and Construction Trades Council endorsed a lot of Democrats last election cycle, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Back when she was running, Whitmer campaigned on removing Line 5 from the Straits as soon as possible. She said the tunnel deal between the state and Enbridge was unconstitutional. Here's Whitmer in an interview with Detroit Public TV in 2018.
Committing to keeping that line in the water for the next 7 to 10 years while a tunnel is being built is downright dangerous.
A spokesperson for Whitmer says she still opposes that deal. The state Democratic Party is against Line 5. They passed a resolution in 2018 asking for its immediate shutdown and removal. But not everyone is on board. State Representative Brian Elder is from Bay City near Saginaw. He's one of few Democrats in office that says the pipeline should keep running. Elder says he's gotten flack from environmentalists for that stance, but he doesn't care.
I was born and raised in the Democratic Party, and no one's going to tell me to adapt my position. It's my damn party. I'm not leaving.
Elder admits Line 5 isn't an important issue for his constituents, so he's not likely to lose votes over it. That's not the case for Dan O'Neill. He's a Democrat trying to flip Northern Michigan's 104th district on the coast of Grand Traverse Bay. He narrowly lost a race for that seat in 2018. O'Neill says his most important stance during his campaign was shutting down Line 5.
I can tell you from knocking an awful lot of doors in this county that there was near universal agreement that the idea of having a 65-year-old oil pipeline running through our drinking water was a bad idea, and we need to do something about it.
O'Neill doesn't support the current proposal for the tunnel. He says it was rushed through a lame duck session of the legislature, and Enbridge hasn't been transparent in the past. Several of the state's biggest labor unions, like the building trades and the AFL-CIO, haven't endorsed any Democratic presidential candidates yet. But Line 5 could swing the Michigan presidential primary. In a recent poll, the Michigan League of Conservation Voters found that likely primary voters will choose their candidate based on their stance on environmental issues like Line 5. 95% said a plan to protect their water from contamination is an important issue when they vote. 65% said it's essential. That ranked higher than things like universal health care and abortion access. Nick Dodge is with the league. He says Michigan's voters are sending a message to presidential candidates.
If you're coming to Michigan, you need to talk about climate change, but you need to talk about it in the context of protecting our drinking water and our Great Lakes.
Dodge says Senator Bernie Sanders could get more votes in the Michigan primary because he said he wants Line 5 shut down. The pipeline is still low on the list of issues for union voters, according to Pat Devlin from the Building Trades Council. He says Michigan labor groups will probably stay with Democrats for now because they agree on things like prevailing wage and right-to-work laws. But a national push for renewable energy and green infrastructure means more fossil fuel projects like Line 5 will inevitably come to a head.
I mean, we've already seen an impact, millions of man hours that will never be replaced by the renewable energy industry. You know, where else are we going to create these middle class jobs but on these projects?
Voters in Michigan head to the polls Tuesday, March 10th. For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.